I call to order the June 11th, 2024 Otter Rock monthly board meeting at 6:03 p.m. I'm here. Beth?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
And in the public in attendance is Curtis, Teresa, the Harts, and the Mullins. First on our agenda is the new application for Commissioner number 5, Teresa Zawalski. Teresa, are you
I'm here.
do you have any second thoughts before I read you the oath of office?
Pardon me, I didn't hear
Do you have any second thoughts before I read
you.
you the oath of office?
No, not at all. I'm privileged to work with you ladies.
Well, thank you. We feel the same.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna read the oath and then you just repeat after me.
Point
Oh,
of
wait.
order.
We
Beth,
have
what was
to
that?
vote. We have to vote. Oh,
The
okay.
board needs to vote to appoint Teresa, and I will make that motion to appoint Teresa Zawalski to the commissioner position 5.
I'll second it.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
I said yes, so motion passes. So now I can give the oath of office. Thank you, Beth. I was getting ahead of myself.
We're so excited.
I am. Okay, I get
No.
to.
A full board. Woohoo.
I know, we haven't had it in forever. I'm trying to find when does the position, Beth, when does the position expire again?
I sent that to you in the email. It's 2027, though, 6:30.
Thank you. Yeah, I know, but you know, my iPad is funny. I can't look at everything at once. So, okay, Teresa, I, and then your name,
I, Teresa Zawalski,
do solemnly affirm
do solemnly affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America
that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America
and the Constitution of the State of Oregon
and the Constitution of the State of Oregon
and the laws thereof
and the laws thereof.
and will faithfully and honorably discharge
And will faithfully and honorably discharge
the duties in the office of
the duties in the office of
Otter Rock Water District,
Otter Rock Water District,
Commissioner position number 5,
Commissioner position number 5.
terms expire 6:30 of 2027.
Which term expires 6/30/2027?
To which I have been appointed
To which I have been appointed
to the best of my ability.
to the best of my ability.
Yes. Okay.
Congratulations
Yay.
and
Thank you.
welcome.
Thank you.
Right.
So, next on the agenda is the approval of the board summary from the previous meetings. Do we have any?
We have
There's two of them.
three of those.
Yeah.
Three of them.
Yeah, there's the budget committee minutes from 5:16, and there's the work session from 3:19. I sent it out on 4:16, but we did not approve it in the May meeting. And I
And
sent
then
an email and
there's the last month, May, our May regular meeting, and which was also a budget hearing.
Yeah, so 14, 16, and 3:19.
Does anyone have any questions on any of them? Can I get a motion to accept them?
I'll motion.
Oops. Go,
Who
Eileen.
did?
I did. I'm
Eileen.
late.
I'll second.
Hey, Beth.
Okay. So, Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
And Teresa?
Yes. I started listening to 319 actually today.
Okay. Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the water operators report. Ann Curtis.
Well, good evening, all, and welcome, Teresa. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
Quick recap over the month of May. The two big days that we're working were early in and then late in the month. Aaron went out with a crew. I think the first day he went out with a crew of four, and the second trip he went out with a crew of three. In total, we got 9 meters spliced in and backfilled. I haven't seen the second email, but Aaron says he sent it off, so the board should have a list of addresses that were done.
Actually, it was 10.
Oh, 10? My mistake. So, from the recap Aaron gave me this morning, he still has 2 or 3 meters left in the district building. Some of them are refurbished from prior. And then one of them that we never installed because we purchased 11 for the districts, I want to say back in January or February. And so we purchased 11, we put 10 in the ground. So we have one there, and then a couple came back refurbished.
We better order meters.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Beth, is we need to get some more meters ordered. So
we'll do that later in the meeting and let you know.
Yeah.
Curtis.
Okay. If you're ordering more meters, be sure to order more boxes to put them in.
Well, yes. The whole schmeal.
Yep. So that's a majority of the work that had happened. Going forward, I know Otter Rock is still looking to splice in more meters. We're essentially waiting. The meters, typically, we can get them in about 2 weeks. Same with the boxes. So I know we spend a good, maybe not majority of our time, but a good chunk of time is definitely spent looking for the corp stops. So in the previous list, Beth had been able to go out and find the corp stops for us, and that saved a ton of time. And so I wasn't sure if we wanted to continue doing something like that going forward, or if you just had a list for us to go hammer away at.
No, I think we'll continue to do that, and I'm working on a list right now.
Okay.
Beth, if I can help you with that, just let me know.
Sure.
Well, that is phenomenal. So those are the projects we've been working on. I've talked to Cody a few times about the plant. He says everything's running normally just as it's supposed to. So there's nothing unusual or abnormal going on in the treatment facility. The only thing that comes to mind is disinfection byproducts. I'm trying to remember if Otter Rock has to do theirs in June or July. I remember it being a late summer month, maybe it's August, but that would be a test that's coming up that's abnormal. Aside from that, you guys are all squared away.
Don't we also have to do a lead copper test this year?
If it is this year, typically that would be in August.
Yeah, that's one of those you do in the warmer months or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And then we need the annual water report done as well?
Yeah, the CCR, we need to have that to distribute before the end of this month.
Okay, I can talk to Jessica about that. I'm pretty sure the CCR requirement is across everybody, so she's probably just going down the line and knocking them all out.
Right.
I'll follow up on that, make sure that yours is on the way.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a little clunky on my phone, but I'm making a note so I don't forget.
Okay. I noticed that the chlorine level, the high, bumped up a little bit to 0.45 parts per million. I'm not saying that it's higher than it should be, but it's higher than it has been.
No, that's pretty normal. So what happens is, when we keep our injection rate the same, the longer the water stays stagnant in the reservoir, the lower the chlorine residual is in the system. Essentially, it just eats away the same thing over and over. Uh-huh. So when summer months hit, people are using more water, our chlorine residual is typically higher.
Okay.
So that's perfectly normal.
Okay. And then one of the springs, number 2, I think it was, went down I don't know, maybe 12 gallons.
Sorry, you cut out there for just a second. What was that?
Oh, I just said that spring number 2's already gone down 68 gallons per minute in the last month.
Okay.
But it's still high.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, it's only June and it's going down already. But that's okay.
Well, a week ago we got 2 inches, 2+ inches, so maybe it'll pop back up a little.
There's optimism. Yeah, I can check with Cody and look at past historical records and see when they typically drop. It is a little earlier than I thought one of them would, but I know we've still got plenty of overflowing water, so we should be fine.
Yeah, the overflow rate's the same, isn't it?
Yep, didn't change. Oh, I did have one question, Curtis. There were 4 negative numbers on the meter readings this month.
I thought there were just 2. But
interesting.
Oh, there was.
There's 2 missing too.
Yeah, 6545 B Avenue was -2,802 gallons. 95 3rd Street was -273,223.
Well, those are obviously misreads, and we did have a misread last month too that said a couple hundred thousand gallons, but back to normal this month.
So I'll go back with the thing and just double check everything, I guess.
Yeah, but I got that too. I got at least 2 with the negative.
Did you get 145 Mahala and 124 Mahala?
I don't have it up here right now yet. Let's see.
Okay.
We can.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
And I can go.
But
I'm not sure. Own reboot, that's completely fine. I'd be happy to assign it to Cody. I'm sure he can go and figure out what happened.
We should do that. It's of course still not critical because we're not charging everyone by usage, but at some point it is going to be.
I think we can probably take care of this one, Curtis.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Sorry for the extra work.
You might want to let Cody know or somebody know. You guys have got one of your signs laying up there on the Autocrest Loop. It's right off of First Street.
Like a be prepared to stop sign?
Yeah. It looks like it's brand new. So.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's yours, Curtis, because you guys are the last ones that were working up there. So. Anyways, just an FYI, I'm sure they're not cheap.
No, they are not. Thank you.
So
I know we had the back trailer out there on the 29th when we were doing work. And so we had signs out in case we needed them. I'm guessing they just left one there.
Yeah. So you might want to let them know. They don't really see it because it's laying down, but there's one laying there. So.
Okay. Well, we'll have somebody. Not for Otter Rock, but we'll be in the area tomorrow. Hopefully they can stop by and pick it up.
Yeah, they should grab it.
And Curtis, there's 2 meters that weren't read, but they were 2 of the new meters.
Oh, okay.
8 of them were read. Who would I send that request to? Devin?
If you have the address, I can write them down now and we can pick them up or find them. I'm sure they're on GPS.
Well, they were the 2 on C Street from that list.
Okay. That should be enough for me to find them.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sorry for all these first month kinks with the new meters.
Yeah, well, you know.
Is there any more questions for Curtis before we let him go?
I don't have anything.
Me neither. Thank you, Curtis.
Yeah, say before I go, I did see on the agenda a discussion about limiting time looking for corpse stops. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be a part of that conversation.
Well, you could be. I don't know if we need to discuss that now or not.
Okay. I didn't want to leave if you were expecting me to be a part of it.
Did everybody want to discuss it separately or?
We were just going to make a policy so that, you know, hours and hours didn't go by so we could avoid the kinds of charges that we got in April. So sure. We haven't really formulated a policy yet. So the board will be working on that and then we'll kind of present something.
Sounds good.
We'll let you know.
I look forward. Sounds good. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
Thank you, Curtis.
Everyone have an excellent night.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard, Teresa.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Right. Okay. The treasurer's report for 5/31/2024. Our general fund checking account is at $98,597.71. Uncleared checks are $121.17. So our QuickBooks balance is at $98,476.54. We had a total of deposits in the general checking of $12,522.33 and total withdrawals of $13,360.77. Community center account is unchanged at $422.79. Our treasury accounts, the reserve fund is at $89,339.17. The total deposits, which was interest, $391.76. And our QuickBooks registered balance is the same. System development fund account is at $90,833.77. The interest earned was $398.53. So all accounts were reconciled. Our accounts receivable balance sheet total is a negative $14,422. QuickBooks current assets are $264,700.27. And our accounts payables for this month is the amount on the report plus Spectrum of $69.98. So that would be a total of $17,959.97. That does include our Highland, part of the Highland payment for April, which was the additional services part and meters, and all of our costs for May. Are there any questions?
Did the resolution with Highland kind of turn out the way we thought it should?
Well, we did save what, $438. We got them to take that much off, but not, I mean, you guys all saw my email to Curtis.
Yeah.
About the search for that corpse stop on Third Street.
Yeah.
They didn't budge on that, so
okay.
I guess we're paying it, but that's why we need to discuss the policy on that.
Yep.
A request.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Can I, if seeing no questions, can I get a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll second.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes. Now, can I get a motion to pay the bills as stated by Beth for this month?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the updates of FEMA, Business Oregon, and Civil West. Who would like to start?
Well, we haven't heard on FEMA, and we need a contract with Civil West for Business Oregon. We haven't heard, I believe Kevin said he'd send something along, but we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, he said that it might be 2 to 3 weeks, didn't he, in his email?
Yeah, and Business Oregon did say there was no real rush on it, so.
Right.
And his only other comment was there's no word on FEMA yet. So
right.
So.
Yeah. So, you know, if we sign a contract with Civil West to do the, you know, main water supply piping and everything, and FEMA doesn't come through to replace the tanks, have we thought about a contingency plan for that?
Yeah, we've thought about it. Civil West, I think our contract with Civil West is for them to do the engineering. Boy, that one shook the house.
Yeah, yeah. That must have been a military one.
So I'm sorry, now I lost my train of thought there. But
well, for the engineering, so is it not, I guess.
So no, I understand what you're saying, Kelly, and I think that's kind of been in the back of our mind all along, is if FEMA doesn't come through, we need to have a contingency. What do we do? How do we go about approaching the whole project if there isn't the money for the tank there? And we've discussed it with Kevin, and he's been reluctant to give us like another avenue because we're waiting to hear from FEMA. And I don't think that he wants to, I mean, don't get me wrong here. I don't think he wants to put in the effort to come up with a second alternative until everything else kind of plays out here. And, you know, it is slowly but surely playing out. I think our biggest issue is that we're not, you know, FEMA is being very slow. And I think, as Lisa's pointed out in like the last meeting, is, you know, you're just not sure. You're just not sure when FEMA is going to come through. So I think at some point, Kevin is going to have to have some sort of an alternative for us if we don't have the money from FEMA to do the tank. But I don't think that we just haven't gotten to that point yet because we're still waiting for these funds with the hope that we get the funds, if that makes sense.
Oh, it all makes sense. I'm just, my only thought is, are we going to be signing a contract for the work for all the piping? And then if we don't get the tank and the tank can't support the new piping, I just don't want to sign a contract that we're going to do all this work if it turns out that we wouldn't be able to complete it. I don't want to be in breach of a contract, that's all. So right. I don't know.
Yeah.
And is that a question we can ask them? You know,
I don't I don't really think it's going to have to be that specific, is it? I mean, it would, I think, depend more on Business Oregon.
Well, they did send some, you know, that bit about the contract clause language.
Yeah, but not, I don't think it went into specifics as to actually what the project covered.
No, it's just kind of the regulatory stuff that has to be in the contract.
Right. Some for them, which yeah. We should also look at other things. There is a small, I think it's just a one pager on the SDAO resources library of things to consider to have in contracts when you're talking about construction projects, which, you know, we should also look at. And then once we get whatever Kevin sends us, and we have to make sure that the Business mm-hmm. Oregon requirements are in there, but we need to look at any contract anyway further than that to make sure, and we may even want someone else to review it to make sure we've got everything covered.
Yeah, I'd want a lawyer to review it personally.
Well, right. And I think you also need to keep in mind that once we do know what we're doing, we have to send this out to bid. And that's when you're going to know. Is that not true, Beth?
That's a whole different segment of this whole thing.
Right. No, I understand.
That's the construction contract. This is a contract with the engineer.
Right. But I mean, I think that's where Kelly's going, is she doesn't want to sign a contract that says we're going to install a tank and all this piping, you know, and that's just my point is, you know, we're not even there. That's
yeah, right.
To bid.
Well, so, if I, and correct me if I'm wrong, but any agreement we're making with Civil West is for the engineering of the yeah. water system. So we would still, Kelly, regardless of whether or not we got the funds, we'd still want a complete system engineered.
Well, we need the funds to pay for it, but.
Yeah, you know. No, but what I mean is, you know, we still need that whole system engineered, regardless of what we can implement at any given time in
right.
a construction project.
Yeah.
So any contract we would make with Civil West would still be for the complete system engineering. I think that would be the prudent way to go, because you can, to try and piecemeal the engineering could lead to problems.
Right. Yeah. They have to be looking at the whole thing.
Right.
And Teresa, that's kind of been some of our discussion with Kevin is, you know, and that's, he's kind of pushed back on us because we kind of asked him, you know, what if we don't get the money from FEMA? What, then what do we do? You know, and he, so, yeah.
So here's what I think we could potentially have a discussion with him about. It's like, okay, we need two designs. Now that's, if we want to pay for two designs, we have to keep that in mind, but we need a design of what if we don't get that water tank replaced? What is the engineering of the system look like with the existing water tank?
Yes.
Right. So that's where we could go with that, but I don't know that it's necessary at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah. I personally don't think it would be even a real problem. We could replace all the lateral mains, and that's not going to be a problem. We can replace all the finish meters and do the new fire hydrants. What's critical is, though, that we can't put in anything that increases pressure in the system without replacing the old AC mains. And that's what the new tank is going to do. And that's why those mains have to be, the 6-inch mains have to be replaced with the tank. But the other stuff probably isn't a big concern.
Right. And that's what Except I was thinking that, too, Beth, potentially. But, you know, I mean, it may end up being, you know, if we get that dialogue about what if, it has to be an all or nothing.
Right. But I think one of the things, and when we talked to Kevin before is that, you know, I don't think, because we were asking for maybe an alternative project because Business Oregon was going, well, you guys can't borrow money for the whole thing. So, and he wanted to wait on that. And I think a lot of that was because he knew it would be a lot of work to parcel out parts of it and cost it out. And we'd end up paying for it. You know, we have to pay for their time. So it would add to our cost to do that if we didn't need to.
Yeah. Right. And that's what I'm saying. We might have to go down that route potentially, or we might be at a place where it's like, hey, we have to do this whole thing or nothing at all. So, you know, but that doesn't impact the contract we'd have with Civil West, because we'd still want the whole system engineered as a whole system.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But they do have to compartmentalize it as far as the funding.
Yeah, sure. Especially if we're FEMA's paying for part and
yeah,
we're paying for the other part, so then they have to compartmentalize it. But it's still, you know, it
right.
doesn't impact our contract with them because we need the whole system engineered.
And then I think that the other thing to keep in mind, and I don't really know the answer to this, but if we get this funding from Business Oregon, but we're still waiting for an answer from FEMA, do we move forward? You know, do we move forward with the lateral lines and the other work? Because it sounds to me, from what Beth just said, that, you know, we may end up with a robust bunch of piping and an old pipe, or I'm sorry, an old tank. You know, but does that deter us from starting the project? And so anyways, I think we've got some
questions. We have some discussion that we right. gonna have to have around that when we get there.
Yeah, exactly. When we get there. Yeah.
My only concern was with the new piping that's going in, will it be functional with a gravity fed system? Because the whole mm-hmm. system is calling for a pressurized pump. Yeah. So it may not work.
I'm confident it would.
All right.
But we can get it confirmed with Civil West, right? I mean, that's their job to confirm that with us. So before we move forward with that, we would have to get that, you know, them to confirm that.
Okay.
But we may not want to replace all the pipes in the system and save money for some of the tanks. I mean, it's like we just don't know.
Right, yep. But they're not going to get that far, even if they start planning, say, the Business Oregon portion of the project. We're going to find out, you know, with FEMA by the time they're just getting started on that, I would guess.
Yeah.
Hope so. Okay, thank you.
Anyone else have any questions before I move on? Next is the update on the budget committee.
We're done.
Well, we're done and we're kind of done.
We got the meeting. Yeah, we got the 25th, the 25th.
We're scheduled. And I think we have, Eileen has the LB1, which is the budget hearing notice ready to go. But here's a little caveat. We have discovered that we are actually going to have more cash on hand to start the year with than we thought. I think it's what, around 15,000, we think now.
I think it's going to be about that, Beth.
Yeah, 15,000 more.
Yeah.
So we would like to add, well, Eileen and I thought we might as well add that into the budget. However, we can't change the amounts now without reconvening the budget committee. However, we go ahead and put the amounts in for the notice and have the budget hearing. After the budget hearing is done, the board is allowed to adjust the budget however they see fit and approve a different amount.
Perfect.
Yeah. So my thought was to add that 15,000 to the cash on hand for our resolution that we have to pass the budget statement and the appropriations, add that amount to contingency and one other place, maybe meters or system repairs, because if we do that and we need it wherever we want, we can do a transfer resolution from contingency to allocate it to a specific detail within our general fund, or you know, we can do an intra-fund transfer between amounts, between categories within our fund.
It's either that, Beth, or we transfer.
We'll leave it like it is, but then we couldn't spend it if we needed without doing a supplemental budget. If we add it in after the hearing, then we can spend it, and we don't have to spend it. And very likely we don't. We've been running a number of years. We've been real careful not to go over our budget. So
we can add it without reconvening the budget committee by doing it as a board after the budget hearing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a great way to go.
And Kelly, we'll have a better idea towards the end of the month. Really hard to come up with that cash on hand balance when you're still getting funds in.
Right. Stop going to the mailbox.
Yeah. Quit depositing the money, you know, which is hard to do.
Yes.
People want their checks in the bank, so.
Right.
No, Beth, my only other suggestion is that we put it into the fund, into this, you know, the treasury account, you know,
into the reserve.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe that's something that we seem to have ended up with a lot of cash, so in the checking account.
Right. Well, yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah, and we collect interest right on the other account.
Yeah, boy, are we
all got interest.
Doing good on that, so
yeah,
let's get it while we can,
right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, but other than that, yes, the resolution is going to the printer and everything
of the notice
mailed on Monday, and yeah, and then we have our meeting on the 25th.
Well, thank you, Beth and Eileen, very much.
Yeah, thank you
for doing that. Next on the agenda is update on the Tank Farm grounds maintenance.
He said he charged the same as last year, and I think it was either $500 or $600. So I told him I'd just get in touch with him. He's working down on Glad. He's doing something. So I talked to him yesterday. So anyways, he'll go up and take care of it. And, you know, last year he cut it up there and it seemed to last all year. So.
Well, it was a dry year last year.
Yeah, that's true. So anyways, I'll get in touch with him tomorrow and get him scheduled to go up there.
And does he whack down the blackberry vines too?
Yeah, he's got some sort of a big cutter that he uses. Yeah. So he did a nice job last year. So.
Right. Okay. Well, if it's the same as last year, I'd make a motion that we go ahead and have him do it again this year.
Okay. Well, second.
Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And what was his name?
His name is Jerry, and his last name is Severs.
Right, Jerry Sievers.
Uh-huh. How do you spell that?
Sievers is S-I-E-V-E-R, I think.
Okay. And first name is J-E-R-R-Y?
Mm-hmm, Jerry, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice guy. He does a lot of work for the gal down the street here. So,
my neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is that who he works for? Yeah. Okay.
Young.
Yeah. And he also does my neighbor's yard, the Utahs.
Well, maybe I should get a hold of him for my yard.
There you go.
Maybe I should.
Okay.
Is there any other correspondence that we need to bring up?
No, we talked about the contract email from Michelle.
Wasn't there something? I'll think about it after the meeting. Oh, I sent everybody that thing about sending a message out for the Friends of Otter Rock.
Yeah.
Nature Reserve. I don't mind doing it. It'll be real simple. So.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, so am I.
So thanks for doing that, Beth.
Yeah. They're having a... What I'm talking about is that they're having a educational thing. They're holding it down at the Innitar Crest.
And no, I think it's at Spyglass.
Yeah, Spyglass.
It's at the Spyglass is the restaurant at the Inn of Autocrest.
Yeah, Inn at Autocrest.
Oh, okay. It's
there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the restaurant there.
The Spyglass was down at the
there's a flyer, but
Eileen, you're gonna laugh. I had that same confusion this week because someone said, oh, Spyglass is a pretty good place to go. And I mean, oh, you mean the one by the Holiday Inn or whatever? But yeah. That one's called Seaglass.
Seaglass, oh no.
And I just had to clear that up like 2 days ago.
Okay. I thought it was Spyglass.
Yeah, me too.
I would have gone down there.
We don't get out enough.
No, I know.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. I found it. This is really neat. It's with the Mackenzie River Trust, which, you know, they were able to buy 27 acres of the Cape Foulweather area north of here, and it's going to be a habitat reserve. And so it's a collaboration between Mackenzie River Trust, Confederated Tribes of Siletz, and Lincoln County to
return
these coastal lands to indigenous stewardship. So it's pretty
That's
neat.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'll there's a flyer Amelia sent to us or to me with that request to send an email out. So I'll send that out to our community news group.
Nice. Is that something we'd want to put on the calendar on our website, their little meeting?
Well, we wouldn't put it on our calendar because it's not at our facility.
Okay.
But I guess I sometimes wonder if people actually look at our website that much.
Well, you know, what's funny, Beth, is one of that young couple that came to the potluck, not last month, not this month, but the last month, was because they saw it on the calendar.
Yeah, I know. And then,
oh, yay.
Yeah, but then someone else who had been coming to the potluck said something about it. And I go, well, you know, they were asking about whether it was available. I go, well, there's the calendar right on the website. And yeah, you know, so I don't know.
Next on the agenda is the Highland NWNW April invoice and policy for limiting time on Highland and Corp stops.
So that's because they spent what? We were charged 11 hours and then 6.5 hours for two different people to find a Corp stop that, yes, okay, I went out there twice and I didn't have your the fault. Updated map the first or drawing the first time. The second time I did have the updated drawing. Yes, indeed, the numbers were hard to read. However, it was a two-digit number that started with one. You could tell that. I guessed it was 15. It was a five. Craig and I went out there, and Kelly was on her way, but we found it before she got there. We measured 15 feet. Got out the metal detector, beep, beep, beep. Got the probe, clunk. I got the shovel out, 2 inches of sod off, and it was there. It took Craig and I maybe 5 minutes.
Wow.
To find it. And we spent, I don't know what, $1,400 for them or $1,300 or some crazy thing. And they were still. And the second time I went out there, I'm just kicking myself because I didn't have any equipment with me except I did have a tape measure. I didn't, you know, insist on, here, give me a probe, you know, let's measure it out right now. Because we were standing right there and you were looking across the street and everybody knew where the water came into their garage, their garage, which was kind of a basement garage. And we're right there, and Cody swears, we've looked this whole area, we've checked it, you know. But anywho.
Well, and I think, you know, with the people that we seem to have now that are willing to go out and help locate these things, I think we just need to put something in writing to Curtis or whoever and basically say, look, if you can't find this thing within an hour, then stop. And right. I think that's where we're all at. Beth put this big email together to them explaining everything, and they basically just didn't.
They asked for our incompetence.
Yeah.
They just talked about how hard it was to read the map, but yes, like I said, it was a two-digit number, and you could tell it started with one, so that means it was between 10 and 20 and 19 feet from the other point that was found, and
they just didn't want to credit it back, Beth, that's all it came down to, so.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I had no idea. I knew they'd been looking for it. I had no idea they would spend all that time on it. That's just not reasonable at all.
No, it wasn't. It was ridiculous. So,
is this the first time we've had a kind of significant dispute with them?
Pretty much. I don't think we've had anything so big before.
I think what's good about that, you know, yeah, we got to suck it up because they billed us. We didn't tell them not to do it. Yeah, you know, but still, the fact that they know we're going to challenge things like that, I think we'll potentially nip some of that stuff in the bud before.
Well, yeah, and on already, you know, we have this one corpse stop. We ended up been out there three times, haven't found it out on Otter Crest Loop in a wet ditch. And it was on the list to get a meter, and that's the one meter they didn't get to. But Aaron did text me the second day they were going to go out, and he did ask me, how long do you want us to look for that corpse stop? And that's if it. So, how long do you want us to spend? And that's when I told him,
right.
An hour.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, like I said, I think that's the silver lining, if there can be one, of the whole incident per se, is they know we're not going to just eat whatever they feed us.
Right.
And I think, Teresa, I think they know that. We've been pretty diligent about picking through their invoices. And so I think, you know, within the last year or so, I think they've kind of come to the realization that we're just not going to roll over on a lot of stuff, which is the way it should be. So
yeah, no, I mean, it's great. It's a little unfortunate that we have to do that, but yeah,
right.
Great.
But they did back off on that. I think it was $480 for the vac truck for that one day, because they charged for a whole day of the vac truck, and I was out there. If they'd used that vac truck the whole day, there'd have been holes all over the place. You know, there weren't any holes, and sure enough, they'd just used it for a half. Curta said for a half hour to clean out a valve box, and so they went ahead and just backed it all off from that day. But so yeah, but we got to keep vigilant on that, checking those invoices, and I try to keep up with, you know, when they're in the area doing things, I kind of try to go by while they're there and check in with them and make sure that
they're not just sitting in their truck.
Well, no, just that I know that they were actually there and they were doing, you know, like the meters and
right,
and chat with them a little bit. And yeah. So you want to write them, say, spend an hour, and if not, let us know. And
yeah,
we'll get back to you on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want me to do that, or do you want to do that, Beth?
Oh, you could do it if you wanted.
Okay. I'll write it up, and then I'll send it to everybody for approval.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, thanks.
As far as I know, we don't have any ordinances or resolutions, so we're on to public comments. Do we have any public comments tonight? No? Okay. Pat, are you going to? You're on mute, Pat.
Hey, Pat's there.
Pat, you're on mute.
Okay, I think I got it now.
Yep.
Okay. Beth, would it help on locating corp stops if we just had a team of our own that did them all?
Well, that's kind of what we're doing.
I know. I've seen you out there in drenching downpours looking for
only
those.
Only one day was kind of wet that I've been out.
That was awful. Anyway, I am no longer volunteering in seventh grade, so as of today. So if you need more help with those, I would be glad to help with those.
Okay. I'm looking at, we really got to get a bunch on because it, well, of course, we got to order meters, but which we need to talk about, but.
Order meters, Beth.
So, yeah.
You know, but what I don't understand is there's those boxes sitting over there. There's boxes sitting over there.
I thought we had more than just one or two left.
I think we need to look in those boxes. Because they're all sitting there still.
Well, in the... Okay, well,
when you
they
walk...
had to have opened those up to do these last 10 meters. But I thought we had three or four before that.
Maybe we should do a count.
Yeah, I guess we should. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to have a... I pulled out my whole bundle of stuff here for corp stops with my maps and drawings and everything. And but I'm trying to get them more organized, you know, try to get them so that there's at least a couple together so they aren't driving all over the place.
Mm, yeah.
That makes it more efficient for us and them.
Do we want to continue to order like 10 at a time?
I think we need to order more.
Okay.
We want to do a whole bunch of them, and we got to get on it.
Okay.
If it's wet again, next this coming winter, like it was this last winter, we had to stop though. There was just too much rain. The ground level, the water level was way up too high.
Yep.
There was no digging 3 foot holes to put meters in because you could go down 6 inches and the water started oozing out. So
wow.
Well, we've certainly got the money in the bank to order a larger.
Well, yeah, we have the money in the bank and we have it in the budget for starting July 1. And if we order now, we won't even, you know, it'll be July before we get the invoice in. So
right. Well,
I think we need to order like 20 or something.
Okay.
20 is a good number. That's half of what we have left to do.
Yeah.
So.
No, and I think the last time we ordered from them, I asked them if there was any sort of a price break. And if I remember right, he said no.
Yeah.
Well, there is at 10, or there used to be at least 10.
Yeah. So we can kind of reconfirm that, you know, because if the price breaks at 25, we could order 25. So.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
And then, Beth, will you kind of look when you might want to do a corpse stop hunting party?
Yeah, well,
the scouting.
Maybe what I'll do is a group email and see, you know, because I'm pretty flexible on my time. I don't have a lot of other commitments. I mean, it's, you know, my yard or my kitty or, you know, I do have to clean up a room, but so.
Yeah, I don't have anything going really this month until the 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Yeah, and so I just like to kind of look at the weather, and we might have a little rain coming in this weekend, but because I prefer to stay dry.
Yeah.
I'll start sending a group email out to everyone who's contacted me saying they're interested in helping, although too many people doesn't work real well. You know, 3 or 4 probably at the max is about the thing. But we have some coming up that we're going to need to hack away some brush. And they aren't going to be all that easy. And then we've got one real tricky one that we have to get back to. That's one that we have to do by October for the lead copper. The EPA survey.
Is that the Otter Crest one?
No.
No. Okay.
No, that's on B Street.
Okay. That they didn't find that one yet, right? That we were looking for.
No.
Okay.
No.
The mucky one. It was
the mucky one. Yeah. That was my third time there, but we'll get it.
Okay. Do we need a motion to
yeah.
be able to order some meters?
We really should.
I mean, I know we're doing it without having a confirmed price, but do we want to, if they're under 200
What were the last ones? Does anybody remember?
I don't know. They were like 210 or something.
Plus shipping.
Yeah. And
shipping charge.
Would it matter what the price was? We have to buy them, right?
Yeah, we really do, and I don't.
I'm just saying, you know, we could go do that, but it wouldn't probably make a difference on our approving it. We're probably not going to go to a different vendor.
And, that's true.
So the price they charge us is the price we're kind of, you know, stuck yeah. with somewhat, is what I'm saying, unless it's astronomical, right? If it's not more than twice. I would make a motion that if the meters don't cost more than twice what we've paid for in the past, that we buy 20 to 25 of them, depending on, you know, based on whether or not we could get a price break.
I'll second.
I like that motion.
Yeah,
let's order some meters.
Okay, who second? Did someone second that?
I did.
Ellie did.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And thanks to Pat for volunteering to go out and help. I don't know if she left the meeting or not, but thank you, Pat.
No, she's here.
All right,
she's
good.
Here.
Pat, did you have any more comments before we move to the board meeting members?
No.
Okay. Do we have any more board member comments? I'm sure we do. Hi, Beth.
Okay, we've got a bunch of stuff to do to get Teresa on board. And the first thing is get her hooked into the Commissioner 5 email, which Lisa, you are in charge of. So you have the access to that one. And we'll have
I hope I remember how to do that.
Well, I hope you have the password and it's all set up so you can get into it, because we're sunk if you don't. As far as turning it over, I can go over with that with you guys, but it shouldn't be too difficult. I also have a checklist and I've been working on it, and I apologize, I didn't get it done. Well, I could have sent it out half an hour ago, but I didn't figure you'd appreciate it. Getting it an email this late, but it's a number of things that we need to do to with a new board member, and also kind of who does certain things, like, and we've got, you know, key to the tank farm. We need to get a lock code for the door locks in the office, community room, the lease, then if, you know, signing up for, we need to do the bank thing. Oh, and we need to, I thought of that this morning and I forgot. We probably need to do another resolution to add Teresa to the bank signatures. So maybe let's do that.
Or we could do that for the next meeting if you don't want to write a resolution up right now.
Yeah.
Because
well, we don't have to write it up. We just have to figure out the number. And I think we were going to put 28 on the one for the budget. So we'd have to steal that. And we haven't finished that resolution anyway. So.
Yeah, we could just do it next time, because there's four of us to sign checks right now.
Three.
Yep. No rush.
We have three check signers.
Oh, Eileen can't sign checks because of her job. Is that it? Or
because she writes the checks. So, but yeah. Well, we could. We can do it next month if you want. But that's what the bank required last time.
Well, can you send out the checklist, Beth, and we can kind of go over it for, you know, the next couple of weeks and get Teresa kind of set up?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay.
But, right. You know, some of this stuff we need to do now. I mean, right away.
Right.
We need to get it going. So, and like I said, I think getting Teresa into the email system is a top priority.
Yeah, I think so too. And I know that you kind of went over some things with me when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
The door and the keys and showing me. And then Whitney, with the checklist, kind of went over some of the other things.
Right.
With me. But
so I will.
I'd be happy to help if I could.
Yeah, I will get this checklist sent out.
Yeah, and I know there's a checklist over at the office too. So whatever I can do to help, I will. So I don't know, as far as email, Teresa, are you just, you must be just using your personal right now.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we need to and we need to remember to start sending the emails, our emails to Commissioner Five account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been adding Commissioner Five to the last, you know, ever since I heard that.
Right. I have been too, trying to remember to do that. Actually, I have a group set up so that I can just type in commissioners and it goes to all the other four commissioner emails. And we need to let, you know, like Highland know to include Teresa's email too. And anybody else that we
Civil West.
Kevin, Civil West.
Biz Org. And then I know that, you know, I got to go to the SDAO. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I got to do that within the first couple months of joining the board, and that was very helpful. So I don't know if they have training.
Do they have, like, you know, summer member orientation kind of stuff?
Yeah, but it was a one-day class for board member duties and responsibilities.
I read the documents that are posted out there. So,
oh, good.
I at least have that much information, you know.
Right.
But I didn't really have too many questions. And of course, Eileen and Kelly have the whole budget thing down. So I was like, well, I kind of skimmed over that.
Eileen and Beth.
So that we have it down, Teresa.
Our document, and I read the SDAO document.
Oh, great. That's great.
I have a handbook from last year if you want to borrow.
Yeah, that's I think what they had on the what we have on the website is the handbook, the board member handbook.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I read.
They haven't put out their summer schedule, and they almost always have that board member workshop in August every year for new board members.
Sure.
Particularly that are coming on after July 1, which is the typical time, right?
Right.
So,
in the meantime,
yeah,
you guys,
we can usually get in at no cost. And last year they did them like five or six places around the state, but they also had one that was a Zoom, you could attend by Zoom.
Oh, nice. Great.
Yeah. So they had one in Newport and in several other places, but they also do it, usually do as one of them as a Zoom
nice
meeting. So
cool.
So we'll keep our eyes out. Oh, and it's on the checklist that we need to get you signed up at SDAO so that you can access all their websites.
Resources there, sure.
Yeah.
All righty. I just trust you guys until then to steer me straight.
Well, I have a question, Curtis said that they put a new lockbox on the gate. So is there a combo to that or something that we need to have?
That lockbox just holds a key that they can get into the tank farm with. Okay. We don't need that because we all have keys.
Okay. All right. I just wondered.
Yeah. They did that so they didn't have to distribute keys to all their staff.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing from last month was Beth was going to put together something as a response to the Northwest Natural Water contract and run it by the board in response to their email and contract.
Which I did.
Yeah, she did that. She sent them back an email, Kelly.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't remember seeing it. That's all.
Right. And Silas responded to me. I think
did
I include everyone in that? And
yeah, I saw that response. He was gonna
and Silas said, oops, I didn't mean to put those under the time and materials.
Okay.
It was because of things that we used to have in the basic fee, their basic monthly fee. And he said that was unintentional and he'd fix it, but we haven't heard back. So,
okay.
But we have that email that he says
that
they'll fix it.
We just have to confirm that they fix it.
Huh?
We just have to confirm that they fix it.
Well, they wanted, it's a signed contract. So we didn't sign the version they sent because of that. And
oh,
so
got it.
Waiting for the new version, and then we'll sign it.
Nice.
Okay. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
I found the password.
Yay!
So I will send it to Teresa, and she can change it. And
yeah. You know, you might need. I don't know. You know, because. On a new device, it will ask for a special code that will send to the phone number that
one
you
time,
registered in there.
One time code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll need to get together on the phone probably, and
yeah,
do it so you can pass that in. And then there's I've got an email thing. I'll send it to Teresa to you and about getting hooked up. There. Should I send it to the ULISA again?
To hook it up to what?
The process you have to go to transfer over the email.
There's well, I assume I just give the password.
You give me access?
Well, I'll send it to Teresa because if you change the phone number, Gmail says it takes 7 days.
Oh, yeah. If you change the phone number for that one time code.
Yeah, you're the recovery phone.
Right,
It can take up to 7 days for that new phone number to be effective.
Yeah. Hey, but I know who had it before, so
what?
Lisa. I'll just go across the street and say Lisa.
Yeah.
Give me that code.
Know how to find her. Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Beth.
Okay. Well, I'm done. Oh, except one more thing. The July potluck may change. Did you get word of that, Teresa, on the date change?
In a circular way, I haven't heard from Rebecca or Irene.
Okay. I didn't change it on the calendar on the website yet because I wanted to make sure, but maybe I'll email Teresa. Or,
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
But there's a good chance we're moving it to the 20th, I think it is, and the next weekend after. Not so it'd be
right,
like
not the second one, but the third one,
the third Saturday in July. And there was rumor that people wanted to bring a barbecue so people could do an outside potluck and barbecue.
That's what I was hearing. Yeah, that's the 20th.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm done.
Are there any other board member comments? Well, welcome, Teresa.
Thank
That's
you.
My comment. I'm very excited.
It's great.
Yay. We are too.
Well, I want to help where I can, so just let me know.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Our next budget hearing meeting is the 25th at 6 p.m. And our next monthly board meeting is Tuesday, July 9th at 6 p.m.
Yep.
Does anyone have any objections that we adjourn at 7:17?
No.
No.
Let's do it. Good night, ladies.
Good night. Thank you.
Beth, do you want to stop recording?
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Good night, you guys. Welcome.